Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Let's be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Hey, guys. So, I was dating this girl, right? And things were going pretty much close to perfect at the beginning. And last week, she suddenly decides, nope, she can't be tied down right now. Like, I'm sorry. And she's, like, completely cutting me off out of nowhere.
Okay, so let me get some info from you real quick, starting with her name.
Oh, yeah. Her name's Paige.
Okay. How long had you and Paige been dating?
Well, we met at my buddy's place on Memorial Day weekend at a cookout. So I guess, like, since then.
Okay, so, and things were perfect. And all of a sudden, poof, she doesn't want to see you anymore.
Yeah, and it's not like we were in a relationship yet, but I was going to ask her pretty soon.
Mm. You know? Do you think that's why she ended things? Like, maybe she wasn't ready for all of that?
Well, I guess that's sort of what she said when she ended it. She was like, I'm sorry, I can't be tied down right now, blah, blah, blah. I need, like, some time alone.
Okay, well, then there's your answer. Some people don't want a commitment, especially not during the summer. I mean, that's why there's a whole season for commitment. It's not mid-July, brother. You need to wait till late fall for that sort of thing when people are sort of settling down for cuffing season, as they say.
I mean, okay, I get all that, but I just don't think that has anything to do with it. I think this girl's lying to me, to be honest.
About what?
About why she doesn't want to see me anymore.
Okay, so you don't buy the whole I need to be single right now thing?
No, not at all.
Okay, so what do you think the reason is?
Well, I realize this is going to sound crazy, but I seriously think she fell for my dad instead of me.
Wait.
All right, hold on.
What did he say?
Hold on a second. Run that by me again?
Okay. So let me back this up. A couple weeks after we started dating, my dad took us out on his boat. And I was super hungover that day, right? So I was feeling like I needed to take a little nap. I needed to lay down. I had a headache. So I went down the bedroom, took a nap. And, you know, anyways, I started feeling better. I came back up to the deck. And my dad and her are, like, drinking and laughing. And she's got this huge smile on her face, like, gawking at him. And I was like, oh, you guys, like, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your party, you know? Like,
so hold on. Wait a second. Okay. So I'm guessing your dad is single then, right?
Yeah.
So when you saw them, you felt like they were hitting it off, this girl and your dad?
I mean, it looked like she was having more fun with him than she was with me that day.
Yeah, but maybe she was, like, just being polite. Like, maybe she was just probably trying to win him over because she was dating you.
Yeah, but you guys don't know my dad. This is, like, kind of his thing. He always tries his crap with younger women. Super annoying.
Okay, so, but that was one day, correct? It's not like they met every Friday night for drinks or anything.
No, but I did find out that they had been texting each other, and they had exchanged numbers, and I actually saw his name come up on her phone, like, accidentally. I was like, hey, I saw she got a text from Dennis, and I was, like, joking, being like, hey, it looks like you got a text from my father, huh? And she was like, actually, it is from your father.
Oh, okay, and you didn't ask what it was about?
She said that they were talking about me. I mean, of course I asked. So I thought she was just, like, asking, like, what to get me for my birthday or, like, something. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So to recap, this girl named Paige. You started dating. You introduced her to your father, who has a kick-ass boat. She wants to end things because she needs time alone. And you think the real reason is because she'd rather be with your dad than you.
Pretty much, yeah. I know it sounds crazy, but I really do think that's the case.
Well, have you talked to your father about this yet?
No, because I'm not sure if it's the actual real reason. That's why I was hoping, like, you guys could help me figure this out.
Okay, all right. Challenge accepted. We can do that. Now, do you want us to call her or your dad?
I mean, I really don't care, as long as you can find out the truth from one of them.
Okay, all right. Well, let's come with a game plan here, and then we'll figure all this out when we come back. I think...
Hello?
Good morning. Hi, can I speak to Paige, please?
Yeah, this is Paige.
Hey, Paige, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I actually know why you're calling.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and he's completely wrong, and just a stupid idiot.
Okay, so, all right. So, hold on a sec. Were you listening?
No, I wasn't, but my best friend was, and she called me and told me what was up.
Okay, so what did she say?
She was like, I guess Jason just called Z104 and said the real reason that you dumped him is because you fell in love with his dad.
Okay, so that's not the reason I took it?
No, that's absolutely not. It's really disgusting. I mean, like, his dad's a nice guy, but that's gross and not true.
Okay, so if it wasn't his dad, then why did you dump him? Was it really because you wanted to be single?
I mean, that was part of it, but the real reason he's totally leaving out.
Okay, so what is the real reason?
Okay, so I agreed to go out with him, and then after a few weeks, everything's like going fine, and then one day I get a call from this weird random number, and I answer it, and I'm like, hello, and she's like, hi, this is April from Citibank Visa, and I'm calling about the delinquent account of Justin Chambers. I'm like, okay, like, and she proceeds to tell me that I'm listed as some sort of like contact for him, and like, do I know how to reach him because he's missed like 5 payments?
Oh my god! Okay, so he put you down as some sort of cosigner or something?
Yeah, and then it gets worse. So like, I confronted him about that, and he's like, you know, tells me he's taking care of it. And then a couple of days go by, and then I get this call from Verizon. So I'm like, I tell them they have the wrong number, but they just keep calling me. And I'm like, how many bills do you like are past due, you know? And then he's like, no, that was for my job. They're trying to hire me, but like, it was a lie.
Okay. So when you dumped him, it had nothing to do with his dad.
No!
Okay, but he said he caught you texting his dad behind his back.
Yeah, I did text his dad, and I was like, hey, are you, like, aware that your son owes all this money to everyone?
Okay, so, all right, so you were trying to help him out.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do it in front of him because I didn't want to embarrass him.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's like when we broke up, like that was the reason. But I, you know, told him I wanted some alone time because I wasn't trying to make him feel worse.
Yeah, sure. I gotcha.
Yeah. And then my friend just called me and was like, hey, he said that you're in love with his dad. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous.
So is there a chance if he ever gets caught up on all his bills and stuff and is back on solid financial ground that you would agree to date him again?
I mean, after this drama, no.
I mean, I don't blame you. I'm not trying to get caught up in your mess. Go date the dad. I mean, at least you know he's not drowning in debt. He has a boat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.